The Voice is All, The Lonely Victory of Jack Kerouac, by Joyce Johnson, narrated by Carrington McDuffie, copyright 2012 by Joyce Johnson. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with Viking, a member of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Keep listening after The Voice is All for a bonus interview with author Joyce Johnson. For Hetty Jones, whom I met just the other day in 1957, and for Lily Pinchbeck, my favorite book lover. Am I concerned with happiness? I am concerned with my work. Friedrich Nietzsche, Thus Spake Zarathustra. Home I'll never be. Jack Kerouac, On the Road. Well, anyway, all those sons of bitches had turned into angels without my noticing. Whole clouds full of angels, including some very far out and disreputable ones, all over the place, roaming around high over the city. Louis Ferdinand Céline, Journey to the End of the Night. Introduction. Precariously balanced between conflicting selves, between two cultures and two different languages, between ambition and self-immolation, Jack Kerouac rose suddenly to fame in 1957 with a label that only half fitted him, King of the Beats. With a novel set at the end of the post-war period about two rootless young men engaged in a quest for connection, ecstasy, and enlightenment, Kerouac found himself elected the outlaw voice of the generation sociologists too confidently called silent, and at the center of a ferocious culture war that is being fought bitterly to this day. On the Road would eloquently define for young Americans.